This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Happy Friday and welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. It's Tina Camelia, Kelly Anissa and Sumitra Selvaraj with you this hour. On the show today, stay away from the sickly sweet bubble tea, says Zulkifli. The health minister is certainly not a fan of the popular beverage. We want to know if you feel the same.
You definitely can't produce bubble tea without water.
Indeed.
But Malaysia's Water, Land and Natural Resources Minister has warned that our water resources will deplete by up to 25%. In the next decade.
Yeah, and on Twitter, we're asking you, how many bubble teas do you consume in a week? Your options are every day, few times a week, once a week, or not my cup of tea. You can join the conversation by taking that poll at BFM Radio on Twitter, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
We'll kick off the show first with Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by The Smiths.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thanks for sticking around. Now for our first story.
Avoid bubble tea drinks. That's what Health Minister Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad said at the Kerangkan Gula Hidup Sihat campaign launch yesterday.
Saya tahu dan saya sedar bubble tea yang menjadi satu minuman yang agak popular dan ya sebenarnya mengandungi gula melampaui ya paras ya. Tidak silap saya, I think for 400 ml eh, bubble tea ini it contains about 20 teaspoonful. Sementara yang dibenarkan hanyalah 8 teaspoon. For daily intake, well in excess, yeah, equal to about 20 teaspoon. Itu saya sebut hasil daripada bacaan saya, that is what has been quoted in the media. Yeah. Dan dengan itu saya mengingatkan pada semua. Yeah. Yang paling mustahak adalah apa yang diistilahkan sebagai pengguna sendiri yang perlu cerdik, perlu lebih bijak dan perlu mendapat informasi dan membuat keputusan secara berpengetahuan ataupun berinformasi, making informed decision, supaya tidak ya consume, mengambil produk-produk yang seumpama ini walaupun betapa canggih, betapa menarik. Bagi bubble tea contohnya saya sebutkan tadi, hugely in excess. Ya? Jadi kami akan terus memantau dan kami minta supaya atas agenda ini kurangkan gula, elakkan obesiti, kurangkan gula untuk hidup sehat. Jadi yang paling baik, paling berkesan adalah pengguna mengambil inisiatif, mengambil tanggungjawab sendiri untuk tidak mendedahkan anak-anak mereka dan keluarga mereka dengan membeli bahan-bahan makanan atau produk-produk makanan yang seperti ini. Ya, kami sangat mahukan pendidikan, pencerdasan, pencerahan itu diambil sendiri. Take ownership of your health. Masuklah yang disebutkan secara khusus bubble tea.
So the health minister said that some of these bubble tea drinks can contain up to, is it 20 teaspoons of sugar? That's 100 grams for a 500 ml serving. Now the ideal daily intake is no more than 8 teaspoons or 40 grams a day. So in comparison, your regular serving of teh tarik is about 5 teaspoons of sugar. But we're talking about a 500 ml serving of bubble tea. That's half a litre.
Yep.
The teh tarik equivalent of that is 2 servings. So that's 10 teaspoons of sugar for a 500 ml serving of teh tarik. Could you drink half a litre of teh tarik?
No.
Or bubble tea for that matter?
Definitely not. It's too sweet.
In comparison, you know, soda, regular full-fat Coke has 10.5 teaspoons of sugar.
Wow. So, but not all bubble teas are actually equal. The ones with the 20 teaspoons of sugar are typically the fruit-based drinks like mango tea, while a serving of avocado tea with pearls, for example, has 7.5 teaspoons of sugar. Plus, the sugar and ice levels in bubble tea are actually customizable.
So just a quick reminder, you can join in the conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900. On Twitter, the Mail and Sit Tried it once in 2010, just a sip, didn't like it, and that was the last. And Sengat Nienas also tweeted to say, still virgin, will try it if I come across it. I'm curious. And that's my full name, said, take a peek at the ingredients behind the counter, that'll stop you from drinking it. And Comics My One said, bubble teas is the perfect starter pack for diabetes.
Ouch. I'm wondering whether bubble tea enthusiasts should feel attacked.
I think they have every right to feel attacked because the minister specifically
singled
pulled out.
Yeah,
he singled out bubble tea when, in fact, if the campaign is about reducing sugar, which I'm all for, then you should be looking at other things as well.
Including teh tarik,
especially condensed milk, all our local desserts and kuehs and all sorts of ice shaving sort of desserts that we regularly stuff our faces with. What about all of those? Why hone in on bubble tea? And I'm speaking as somebody who doesn't even like bubble tea or even had bubble tea.
Thank you for speaking on behalf of the rest of us.
You know, I have a friend. I mean, right before the show, I was texting her, and because I know she loves bubble tea. So at her peak, she used to consume four bubble teas like a week. And that was like, I think it was more than 12 ringgit per cup.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, in a month, that's a lot of bubble tea.
That's 200 ringgit worth of bubble tea.
Exactly. And on WhatsApp, Siva Kumaran said, it was cute when it was just bubble tea. It's just absurd to think, you know, to what they did with it, especially boba beers and boba noodles, for example. It's a millennial joke.
I saw a picture of that. There's
boba
this
pizza. I had
bubble
that.
Tea yes. with ramen. Why? Why would you just decimate cultures like that?
But, you know, speaking of sugar in this bubble tea, what about the sugar subsidies? Have we forgotten about that?
Well, technically we don't have sugar subsidies anymore. I mean, I think part of the previous government's move to spend money after having lost a lot of it along the way was to remove subsidies, and they removed the sugar subsidy in order to be able to gain some of the money back. But for some strange reason, from all the research that I've done, you know, still within the ASEAN region, although Malaysia does kind of follow world raw sugar prices, we still have the cheapest sugar in the region, almost by half when you compare it to countries like Singapore, for example. So it's still fairly cheap. And you can see that in the way that, you know, people do use sugar quite liberally.
Oh, yeah. So, but we do have the sugar tax, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
So just a quick refresher on that. It was announced in the tabling of Budget 2019 late last year. It was supposed to be implemented on April 1st, but it was postponed to July 1st, citing more time is needed for preparation as the reason. So the 40-cent excise duty per litre is imposed on sweetened beverages containing more than 5 grams of sugar-based sweeteners per 100 ml. So juice and vegetable-based drinks containing more than 12 grams of sugar per 100 ml are also taxed at 40 cents per litre.
But just like bubble tea, not all sweetened beverages are equal. The tax is only applied on pre-packaged carbonated, flavoured and other non-alcoholic beverages. And handcrafted beverages like bubble tea, teh tarik, they don't fall under the regulation. Plus,
handcrafted. Bubble tea is not handcrafted.
Handmade.
Putting your hand on top of a pump and getting some sugar out doesn't make it
molding the bubble.
Well, the point is that it's not pre-packaged.
Fair enough.
Plus, the bubble tea can come with additional ingredients and toppings like red bean and milk foam. All of that also adds to its total sugar per beverage.
So the intention of the sugar tax is to encourage manufacturers to lower the sugar content of their products, right? So that consumers are compelled to make healthier choices. But if most people are drinking their tarik, bubble tea, or even Milo dinosaur, I've seen this confection before, then a large portion of the target group is not at all affected by the sugar tax.
So President of the Nutrition Society of Malaysia, Dr. T. E. Siong, whom we've had on BFM numerous times, has always been big on education rather than taxation. He agrees that excessive sugar is a contributor to health problems, but the best long-term solution is actually to educate the public on healthy eating, focusing not just on sugar, but on all the other factors as well.
All this talk about sugar makes me feel like my teeth are falling off as we're talking.
But you made a really good point earlier when we were chatting outside the studio, Tina, that, you know, bubble tea is highly customizable, right? Mm-hmm. You can choose how much sugar you want in your drink in a very precise amount, right? It's a percentage, 25%, you said 50%.
Or, even zero.
Right? As opposed to if you go into a mama shop or an Indian restaurant and you ask them for, you know, brew tarik or Nescafe tarik, and you say kurang manis and it comes and it lands up in front of you, sweet.
Yeah.
And then you say, Anna, can you please reduce it a little bit more? And you send it back, still comes back sweet. It's not an exact science. So the fact that it's customizable here to, let's say, 25% sugar, now that's kurang manis as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Bubble tea kosong for us.
So spill the tea, guys. Do you agree with the health minister or will you keep drinking your bubble tea? If so, how do you like it? You can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or call us 773-2900.
So we are asking you on Twitter, how many bubble teas do you consume in a week? So 74% of you have said, it's not my cup of tea. 17% of you have said once a week. 5% of you said few times a week. And only 3% of you said every day.
Wow.
Oh, that's every day. How do you do that?
Now, there's still time to participate in the poll. That's at BFM Radio on Twitter. We're going to...
We have a message that came in on Twitter from Lily. She said...
On WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp, sorry. She said, Pasar Malam bubble tea is still the best, not that sweet, and it's also cheap, but I guess people don't want to go through the trouble to go to a Pasar Malam for bubble tea. And also, I think all bubble teas taste the same, but maybe that's just me. Someone else wrote in and said, I enjoy bubble tea occasionally, but finding out how much sugar is in it, especially the brown sugar one, gives me a horrible toothache just thinking
there
about it.
Same sister.
Yeah, and Michael wrote in and said, bubble tea is as bad as teh tarik. That's And Jason said, is there price control imposed on sugar? Maybe that's why it is the cheapest in ASEAN.
We'll have to look into that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So we're going to go and take a quick tea break. The Archies with Sugar Sugar is coming up. And when we come back, the water crisis. Keep it here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.